Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, we're going to Tainus Esther, albeit the term is not until Sunday this year. Tainus Esther really already is a day of tefillah, day of davening, a day of preparation for Purim. And she just mentioned we're doing some Shabbos. Shabbos has all the holidays, all the Yom Tovim. But when you're dealing with, let's say, a Purim or a Pesach, it's an opportunity to focus on the avodah of the service of those days. Actually, I think I mentioned before we started today, I just wrote an article for the Hamadiyah, and that was on the power of prayer on Purim. And one of the things I wrote in this article is there's so many amazing things on Purim. There's Matas Levyonim, Megillah, you know, the Ksuda, many of us are careful to Vi'ad L'Yada, to drink some wine, a little or a lot. Everyone runs out for Shalach Manas, their costumes. So many important things, Freilich things, happy things that go on Purim. But because of that, we can miss the boat of davening. And Purim is a day which is uniquely suited for davening, perhaps from the greatest, if not the greatest, day of the year. And actually, in this article, what I point out is one of the things the Yitzhar tries to do on Purim is to stop us from davening. Like, it will make things look good for a moment or two, because then we'll relax, we'll stop davening. And one of the great opportunities of Purim is to daven, and to take advantage of that. So I did this article, but I wanted to a little bit of a different thing, because again, we could miss the boat in Purim. We could have opportunities that are uniquely there on Purim, and because we're so caught up in other things, we could miss. I would also stress that a plus this year that Purim is Motzei Shabbos is that you have the ability on Shabbos to prepare for Purim. I would strongly recommend that if you have not already to go start going through Megillas Esther or other books, whether contemporary or earlier, on the ideas of Purim. Maseches Megillas is a little bit long to learn right now, but to study about Purim, to take advantage of the day itself. Okay. So today's Purim, I'm going to do a piece of Rav Volba. So Yesh Nisim Shonim. There are different types of miracles. We're talking miracles. Yesh U'mishapchem HaTvim K'ma Yam L'Yabasha. There's open miracles. For example, the splitting of the Red Sea. Okay? That's a total break of the law of nature. Yesh Nes Galoy Shateva Nishar Al-Makoma. They're actually permanent miracles in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, which defied the laws of nature. So what happened when we split the sea, there was a splitting of the sea. There were all kinds of miracles. The measure said there was 12 tunnels for the tribes to go to. The floor was dry for them. There were fruit trees there. They were able to see each other through the water. And when the midstream came, they went into mud, and it slammed like rocks. But that was for a moment in time. There were other open miracles that were not just for a mere moment in time. It was the whole time when the Aron, the Talmud says, if you look at the measurements, the Aron, the Ark, should not have fit into the Kodesh Kodesh, the Sanctuary Sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, but it did. It was an open miracle that the angel wingspan was greater than that room, and all of science was suspended in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Sanctuary Sanctuary, that was a constant open miracle. Or even a miracle to an individual, another open miracle. The Talmud says that Bechanina Mendoza once didn't have oil for Shabbos, so in his door said, "What should we do?" So he told Bechanina Mendoza, was this holy, holy man, right? This big tzaddik, known for actually for his davening as well. And he told his door, "Misha Amar LeShemen V'Yalik Yom LeChatzakah." If God wants vinegar, can light. You know, vinegar is not combustible; it's not combustible. Right? So if vinegar, it's light, that's a miracle. That was a miracle that happened to Bechanina Mendoza, this great tzaddik. But an open miracle, that would be. V'yesh nes. There's a separate type of miracle. Shu legamrei b'teva. It's totally not breaking any laws of nature. It totally fits into all the laws of nature. Shem bo shum pu'ula. It's shum pu'ula hamagas teva. There's nothing which you say which breaks laws of nature. B'nez Kazet, with this kind of miracle, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who runs the world's GPS with divine providence, and again, make sure that everything works in the exact perfect way, is an Uman Mutzna, is a hidden or concealed doer, which is in doing miracles. Shakol Muster, Vakolze Hunez Gully. Okay? It's a hidden miracle, but it's still an open miracle, right? And I actually, by the way, in my Jewish history series, one of the things I try to show is all the times, just at the right moment, at the right time, it works out for the Jewish people, or something which should have been totally destructive, but that's why we're here today, right? We Klal Yisrael's Murgal, we're always having these things which just don't make any sense. Again, we don't make any sense. The fact that we're the entire world right now, we're a blip on the map, right? And everything's rolling around Eretz Yisrael, the Jew. I mean, we're living constantly on this. Well, sometimes it's literally everything works out perfectly, but you can't call it an open miracle. But it is at some level a total revelation of Hashem and Zeh, and that's the miracle of Purim. Okay? That's the nace of Purim. When we learn the story of Megillah, everything that happens about Purim was synchronized. Everything, the right person, Esther gets pulled in, Mordechai is there at the right time, Haman, everything is Hashem allowing the Jewish people to survive the destruction and even have a level of thriving post that with the acceptance of the Torah again. Kim of a Kibbu. Mavur HaMaral, and then Maral, of course, the great Maral Miprag, said, Kines Zeh, the miracle by Purim, was Kol Kach Tzenua, so concealed. Tznius is a hard word to define, right? Tznius, it literally means concealed, but it's a royal concealed. It's a concealment that comes from a high source, from Hashem. And we, of course, try to emulate Tznius. Tznius comes from a very lofty, high place. Miodea, and says the Maral, from the Maral, what's greater, the Kriyas Yamsuf, these open miracles at the Red Sea, where people literally were imbued with prophecy, or the Nes of Purim itself? But Kol Nes, the way Hashem runs the world, and we don't live today, and we haven't lived for a long period of time in a world of open miracles, and the Torah itself says, Haster Aser, I'm going to conceal myself in the exile. But there were generations where they had not miracles to individuals, mass revelation to every single Jew, like Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the reason that had to be because Hashem wanted to teach all the Jewish people, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Kol HaAretz, V'Kol HaTzvi'im Po Olam Rak Kefir Tzon, that all of nature is only a tool in God's hands. As we left Egypt, we saw completely miracles. And we in Persia and Media, where we had to see that God rules the world, divine providence in all of history, our historia, Ubal Paul Kafir Tzon, no? That's why that miracle came within the laws of nature. That all of history, all of world events revolves around Hashem, how Hashem wants it. When I gave that history lecture many years ago, which literally heard tens and hundreds of thousands of times from 50 people in Avachar. That's the power of the internet. 50 people, I think it's many, many tens of thousands. I said that first year about why learn Jewish history. So one of the things is that you see Hashem. So I quoted Rabbi Beryl Wine, when he started teaching Jewish history many years earlier. And so he spoke to the Gedolim, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov told him, remember HaKol B'Shvil Yisrael, that everything that happens in the world is for the Jewish people. Even if today you don't see why, one day you'll see HaKol B'Shvil Yisrael. And you just, today, look at the world, you can't escape it. But it's possible that the loftiness of both the completely revealed and the hidden miracles are the same level. But Sfarim Kadeshim Kasav, and the Sfarim, the Sfarim meaning Kabbalistic say, Sfarim say, the Neshama, the source of the soul of Mordechai, was the same source of the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. Perhaps you can say, Gama Nisim, the miracles that came from both of them were from this lofty place. The Maral in Or Chadash on Megillas Esther says, "Kesed Zacha Mordechai le Esther le Neitz Kavosh Shalom." How was it that Mordechai and Esther? Remember, the Jewish people by after Neitz of Purim was. We know the Megillah starts with Achashverosh's party thinking that the 7 years had passed. It hadn't passed. You know, it was 60-some-odd years at that point, 60-ish. We were just decades before we were destroyed by the Babylonians because of our sins. We were exiled. We were, you know, we did not have a clear path back to Eretz Yisrael. We were under Persia, which had 127 kingdoms. The Persian king himself was wicked, and he had advisors who were even more wicked, including Haman. So how was it that Mordechai and Esther end up being the catalyst for this open miracle within the laws of nature? So Amida Roy Lanez said, this miracle of Purim came from Tznius. Now Tznius, again, it means a certain royalty understanding who you are and who are in Hashem's world, majesty, something like the translate, modesty. There's no perfect definition in English. You know, typically we say tznius in dress or talk. You talk a certain way. You act so you live in a world where there's a creator who runs the world. You act and talk differently. It's not about you. So Mordechai and Esther excelled at this. The Talmud says that Mordechai and Esther, we know that the great people were found remozim, hints to the Torah. So the Talmud says, where do you find Mordechai? Techsiv Mar Dror. Mar Dror is beautiful incense spice. Mar Adache, which is part of the actual incense in the Torah. The Keteris, the incense that was offered on Yom Kippur in the Holy of Holies, in the Lefayim Ephraim, and the Shar, the rest of the year, it was offered on the gold altar in the Mizbech HaZav and the Heichal. Hayaparshim Nazar Sheik Teres Pechashay. I mean, the Talmud says it was taken in a chashay, in a more secretive way. It wasn't like a public affair. And the Gemara says, Yavo Davar Sheba Chashay, for example, that the Keteres, this incense, which is done in secrecy, should atone for Lashon Hara, which people talk about privately. That's what Gemara said. But Mordechai was representative. His name came from this thing which represents the hidden. And Esther also, the Talmud says, Esther, it says, B'shchar Tznius of Esther, Shaisa Baba Rachel, that she came from Rachel. And Rachel, of course, had the Tznius. She didn't tell Leah, she told Leah, but she didn't, you know, tell anyone else about the simanim and lands of marrying Yaakov, and they had a Shaul, and Shaul was exemplified by Tznius. The Talmud says the Nevi'im, and because of that, he had an Esther. V'zelo yigra the tzaddik eno nois eno ma'isat tzaddikim l'shalom. It means you see that the Tznius of Rachel caused many generations later a Shaul, and the Tznius of Shaul caused many generations later an Esther, which they exemplified the this idea of tznius. Also, the Talmud says, also, where do you find the name of Esther in the Torah? It says, Anechi Haster Aster, that I will hide yourself in the gullus. In the gullus, there will be a hiddenness. And in the time of Purim, it was a super hiddenness. It looked very dark, very black for the Jewish people in those moments. Right? There were moments where we would never be, not around today, 2,600 years later, but not at all. The Maral says a very, an amazing thing. Revol brings down. Her Maral Megale kan Davar Amok teaches this a very deep thing about the story of Purim. The Kaman Shmei Haman, the days of Haman, Haster Betoy Haster. It was really, there's a hiddenness. God, you couldn't see what God wanted from the Jewish people at that moment. Hayaroi Lios Agoyal. It had to be Esther, who was so tznius, her whole life was tznius, of course, how she acted, how she dressed, the fact she didn't tell where she's from. No, Achshverosh have no idea. Jewish people didn't even really know this. Esther, who was exemplified this idea of sneis, her tefillos, her prayers, her actions went to the highest and most hidden places above to make this transition, this mapecha, this whole fixing the Jewish people. When we were in this dark moment, we couldn't see Hashem. She had a goyel of some mina stars panim. The person who had to do it had to have this idea of tznius. Esther and Mordechai as well. The Maral says, "Hakashi Esther panim." Is this when there's a part when it's hard to see the light, when God's not revealing? Of course, God's always running the world, but there's an idea of Esther panim. The Yeshua, the salvation, has to come. The Amida Hamakbila through the tznius, but this idea of modesty or tznius, we know the Talmud says is exampled by going to a levaya, a funeral, a SMS, or about a wedding, right? Velo dvar mekavachomer. Those are public things. How you act in a wedding, how you act in a funeral, when you're crying, when you're laughing, when you're dancing, right? You come with a knowledge that there's a creator of the world and how you act. Dignified, by the way, Purim as well, which is not a conversation for now. Things which are public, the Torah says you should be tznei aleches, you should walk modestly. Again, modest is an imperfect word of her. Dvarim shadarch and lasoisim tznei, the things that you do in private, how much more so? Harat tznei aleches, nemar al dvarim shibarhesa. The Talmud in Sukkah learns out tznius, this idea of modesty, of concealment, of knowledge that comes from Hashem, and from there we learn how to apply things. Havchina zet be'al mitzias v'minyam shol pirsum. You want to know if a person is really tznius? It's in the public, fashion. Imu master atzmu be'emet tznuif. Of course, certain positions by nature are public, but there's a certain amount you don't reveal all yourself. Now, we typically in our world we'll talk about tznius. Don't be a brag. If you're a lady, you're not showing your body to the world. It's not about, again, unfortunately, today, society is at such a low level that a secular person, their self-esteem, a woman, can come from showing her body. But it's because she has nothing inside. So, it means you're concealing yourself because your world, you're created, your world, there's a deeper meaning to everything. I don't want to focus on the clothes because that's today. The only thing that people understand. Tznius is a demeanor. Tznius is an understanding of how you act and how you talk and how you live in this world. When you walk up in the morning, when you're in your house by yourself, you don't walk around with your underwear around your house, the Ramah says, because you're living in a world where you're tznuah in front of Hashem. It's not about anyone else, right? You dress a certain way, you talk a certain way, you know, because of this idea of tznius. And that's why he says that tznius. Esther didn't even tell where she's from. Now we know there's a publication idea of persuminess, of spreading the idea of a miracle, which we have on Purim, which is a Hanukkah thing. A person is able to see in the world. It starts, to be able to see Hashem, how he interacts in the entire world, in an unrevealed manner publicly, but it's there. God's hand in the world and in our lives. Who we're born to, when we're born to, where we are, what we're doing, our opportunities. That same idea of Tznius comes as well. Yoyser mizeh, yesh. So therefore, the whole nes of Purim had to be in some way. It was in a period of darkness, and God literally turns all of the tables, gives us this. By the way, this tremendous spiritual high, and accepting the Torah again. Says the Maral, yesh. I think kitzel scarf ala boira betukufa shast upon him. And the Maral then says, in any generation, and I must say that we're living in a more dark time, on many levels, what's going on in Israel and the dangers you know, we've been talking about this for months. There still is no answer. Right? If they go into Rafa, and which they have to do, unfortunately, I don't think there's any other answer today. I'm not, you know, even if they totally destroy Hamas, there's no answer. There's millions of people we're talking about over there. Leaving the things the way they are is extraordinarily dangerous, as we just saw. You know, what's going on in anti-Semitism in the world? You have all kinds of Muslim anti-Semitism in London, in Paris, in New York to an extent, in Toronto. We're living in a world today where there's a lot of disconcerting on college campuses like Berkeley. Right, not too far, but, you know, you can't even have, you, if you walk around with a yarmulke, a Jewish star, you're a target. It's, you know, there's all kinds of other issues that the world has. I'm not even talking, you know, on a spiritual level, which are very, very problematic and very challenging. And so you have a period of talk, I'm emes, who is Baruch Master, part of Hashem? Do you really think Hashem is hidden? How a person, I'm telling you the truth, I see since October 7th, not because I'm on any level, to me, I'm more mechazik in my emunah. I see Hashem more involved in us, not less involved in us. But the only way you have that is with a certain understanding of sin, which is pretty much what is the ultimate example of. I need to be able to see Hashem everywhere. And tznuim are a person who lives with this reality, of a deeper reality. And they act that way, and they talk that way, and they look at the world that way. And there's a recognition that's God's world, and how I walk, and how I talk, and how I act, and what I say, and what I see. And I don't have to show everything. I don't have to tell everything. It's not about me. Hatzniyah says, Tamid is a midah oyon. It's a very lofty level in a person. And in a time of when there's not open miracles and God's revelation, that's the way you're close to Hashem. If you think you know all the answers, and you think you control everything, and you think it's all about wink, wink, you know, I hate to say it, sometimes these Jewish, well-meaning Jews, will ingratiate themselves or debase themselves. You have a lady get there half naked, thinking that she'll look pretty, and that's how she'll convince the world. That's not going to save the Jewish people that way, right? And hey, that's not the answer, right? The answer is, you know, having a deep awareness of this Hashem, and therefore you're empowered to stand up for the Jewish people. Therefore, you're empowered to fight for the Jewish people. Therefore, you're empowered to learn for the Jewish people. Therefore, you stick to your guns for the Jewish people. And then, in particular, Purim, it's all about seeing Hashem in the world, in every point of the world. Zeus school is Purim. It's the Harav of the Chag HaKodesh. When there's a period of haster, of hiddenness, don't ever give up. Don't ever lose faith, right? We're here. We're still here. Purim, we're still here. The Jewish people will be here. And the derech, the scarf to this is through tznius. And I always, I think I may point out many years ago in Amachad, it's an interesting thing that when Theodore Herzl brought Kaiser Wilhelm II to Jerusalem in 1896, by the way, that's when they made the Jaffa Gate bigger. You know, when you go to the Jaffa Gate, it's like this big thing because he didn't want to get off his horse. So a lot of people in Jerusalem went out to say the bracha on Kaiser Wilhelm because he was a real Kaiser, he had a king, he had power to lots of things. It was actually a blessing on a king, as we just talked about on Shabbos, his idea of kingship. But Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnerfeld did not go. And he said the reason he didn't want to go is because there was a tradition from the Vilna Gaon that Germany is from the seed of Amalek. That Germania, it's a Yavetz, that Germany is from the seed of Amalek, and he didn't want to make a blessing on the German on a German king. And we all know that certainly Germany historically was, whether time of the Crusades, the Black Plague, the Hepep, right? Obviously, the Holocaust was physically destructive to the Jewish people. But one of the things that people are unaware of, that Germany was really the beginning of Bible criticism, a lot of the philosophical parts of the Enlightenment, of doubting a creator, creating a world where there are no miracles. That's all Zera Amalek. And we live in a world, you know, today where the challenge is not just seeing Hashem in a world where we have lots of enemies. And they're out in the open today. And one of the things that's amazing about this, what we're living today, is if you're a Bernie Sanders Jew, if you're a Jonathan Glazer Jew, you're fine. Who are they against? They're the proud Jews, the open Jews, the unabashed Jews, the pro-Israel Jews, those who stand up. That's part of our challenge today. But the other part is we live in a world that it's the complete lack of status. They deny, they have no comprehension of a creator above. And whether it's the news that we see or the so-called, the pseudoscience that's sold to us in the world, if a Yid, a Jew, to be a true person of faith and character and growth, we need to exemplify this status. And Purim, when we see Hashem in the Megillah, it's to remind us to see Hashem in our lives, reminds us to see Hashem in the Jewish people's lives, reminds us that this idea of tznius, of humility, and of looking at the world and looking at Hashem's world, that's the key to salvation in the time of Purim. That's the key to salvation in our time. And as we come to the Nesa Purim, we realize that we're living in a time of concealment, but that's exactly the time where a person who's a tznua can see the greatness of Hashem, such a greatness like Yam Suf itself. And if we take advantage of Purim, we look at the Megillah, we see this, then you can truly dress in Purim. Then Adraba, the Suda, you can drink and be merry. And why? Because we feel Hashem Shekol Kovas Lo Yivoshu. Anyone who has faith in Hashem, anyone who davens to Hashem, anyone who believes in Hashem, anyone who takes advantage of Yom Tovs of Purim to connect to Hashem, Lo Yivoshu. And sometimes it's today, sometimes it's tomorrow. All our prayers are answered to good. So my bracha to everyone is a Freilich HaPurim. We should be able to see Hashem this Purim, and we should see miracles, both concealed and revealed, for all of Klal Yisrael and for all of us this Purim. So,